the second timber. It's here in the city. It's on for you. The best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every screen, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on Super Sports, only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Pro Pack and GoTV Super Plus today. From Osaka, Akabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Akabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News.
To present the Power FM Evening News, my name is Abigail Chatter. The headlines. Over 600 delegates expected at 4th EU-Zambia Lobito Corridor Business Forum. Former President Show Advisor Chris Dumani Zimba arrested for cybercrime offences. In international news, Cameroon security forces killed dozens in post-election crackdown. And in sports district fires confers with 1974 AFCON legend keeps door open for legends.
And FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. With growing interest in the European Union Zambia Lobito Corridor Business Forum, this year's fourth edition is set to attract over 600 participants and more than 100 companies from both Europe and Zambia. Speaking during a media breakfast in Lusaka, EU Ambassador to Zambia and COMESA, Her Excellency Carolina Stasiak, said among the companies expected to attend are financial institutions that will explore investment opportunities in Zambia. Ambassador Stasiak explained that unlike last year's forum, which focused primarily on copper and raw materials, this year's edition will center on agriculture and mining as key sectors for collaboration and growth. She emphasized that the forum is not merely about speeches or declarations, but rather about creating concrete business linkages through company matchmaking aimed at generating real investment outcomes. The President of the Republic of Zambia, His Excellency Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, is expected to officiate at the opening of the forum, which will run from the 12th to the 14th of November 2025.
And so this is what we want to see, that people connect, people discuss about opportunities, and that there are real projects coming out of the forum. Our role as the European Union and member states is to bring investment and to bring the development financing institutions and technical expertise to connect the European companies with the Zambian businesses. And we will be also discussing financing opportunities for the private sector along these three sectors that I mentioned with the help of the European financial institutions, but also we have invited Zambian banks to the forum to identify opportunities and partnerships.
Former political advisor to late President Edgar Lungu, Dr. Chris Dumani Zimba, has been arrested and charged with offences under the Cybercrimes Act No. 4 of 2025. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga confirmed the development, saying Dr. Zimba faces two counts, prohibition of identity-related crimes and prohibition of harassment and humiliation, contrary to Sections 11A and 22.1A of the Act, respectively. According to Mr. Hamonga, the arrest follows a complaint lodged on October 9, 2025 at 14:58 hours by Mr. Given Luinda, age 62, of plot number 21840 Hillview Park in Elivala. Investigations revealed that on an unknown date in October 2025, Dr. Zimba allegedly published a false article on social media concerning Mr. Luinda, contrary to the provisions of the Cyber Crimes Act. Following the police summons, Dr. Zimba, age 45, of farm number 100 Trunga Village, reported himself to Woodlands Police Station on November 4, 2025, at 16:30 hours, where he was formally charged and arrested. Mr. Hamonga warned members of the public against misusing social media and other digital platforms to spread false misleading or defamatory information about individuals or institutions. He further urged social media users to exercise responsibility, respect and restraint when expressing opinions or sharing information online, emphasizing that the Zambia Police Service remains committed to enforcing the law and ensuring that cyberspace is used responsibly and safely by all citizens. 71 million kwacha worth of earth-moving equipment has been unveiled by the Minister of Defense, Andres Lufuma, for the construction of the Nakonde Airport in Muchinga Province. The equipment procured by the Zambia National Service, ZNS, includes graders, excavators, tipper trucks, front-end loaders, compactors, low-bed trucks and fuel storage tanks. The Nakonde Airport Greenfield Project, valued at 2.8 billion kwacha, has been contracted to ZNS by the Ministry of Transport and Logistics. Speaking during the unveiling ceremony at the ZNS Land Development Branch headquarters in Osaka, Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma said the acquisition demonstrates ZNS's commitment to national development.
This project will stand out as another shining example of Zambia National Service's ability to deliver quality works within record time and comparatively at a significant cost. Allow me at this juncture to appeal to my dear counterpart, the Honorable Minister of Transport and Logistics, Governor Butaya, expedite the few outstanding administrative and financial issues, among them the compensation of project site settlers that Zambia National Service can quickly get down to what the main pay in order to clear myself besides time is of the essence. Government will share a collective desire to see the Nakonde Airport project settle without pay. This project will not only be strategic in facilitating trade and tourism in the Northern Corridor, but will also assist in promoting regional integration and economic growth in the country.
Speaking at the same event, ZNS Commander Lieutenant General Maliti Solochi added that the equipment was sourced locally in line with government's policy of empowering Zambian suppliers.
Our appeal to the construction ministry is that the advance payment for Nakonde Airport be expeditiously made for it to commence before the rain season. The accounting time has been given about 6 months, so we don't want to be behind schedule because of the payment being delayed. The project, which is valued at 2,850,176,374 kwacha and 36 ngwe, that inclusive, will be executed within a period of 6 months after funding.
In international news, Cameroonian security forces killed 48 people in a crackdown on protests against the re-election of President Paul Biya, Reuters reported Tuesday, citing UN sources. The Cameroonian government has not provided a figure or conducted an investigation into the killings. The majority of the victims were killed by gunshots, while the others succumbed to injuries from being beaten by security forces. Most of the deaths occurred in the Litoral region, where the port city of Douala is located, Reuters reported. Official results gave President Biya victory with nearly 54% of the vote, while his former ally, Issa Chiroma, who had declared victory on the first day of counting, came second. Chiroma is believed to have sneaked out of Cameroon. Still in international news, Uganda-born Zoran Mamdani won a resounding victory on Tuesday to become New York City's next mayor. It caps the Democrats' stunning ascent from little-known state lawmaker just a year ago to one of the most talked-about politicians in the country. The Democratic Socialist, who spent some of his formative years in South Africa, will be the first Muslim leader in the city's history. In a speech to a crowd of supporters on Tuesday night, he wasted no time in calling out United States President Donald Trump. Mamdani told the crowd that New York would be the light in this moment of political darkness. He made countering the Republican president's actions in the city, particularly on immigration, a centerpiece of his campaign. We now take a break and will return shortly with sports news.
more news.